Okay, again, Esther chapter 1, verse 1 through 8. We'll read the verse responsibly. Read the first verse, and then you read the second one, and so on. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus, which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia, over 127 provinces. And in those days, when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan, the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants, the power of Persians and Median, the nobles and princes of the provinces, being before him. When he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even as 84 days, when these days were expired, the king made a feast unto all the people that was present in Shushan the palace, both unto great and small, 7 in the court of the garden of the king's palace, where were white, green, and blue, and hanging, fastened with cords of fine linen, and purple to silver rings, and pillars of marble. The beds were of gold and silver upon a pavement of red, and of blue, and of white, and black, and marble. And they gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse one from another, and royal wine in abundance, according to the state of the king. And the drinking was according to the law. None did it compel, for so the king had appointed to all the officers of the house that he should do according to every man's pleasure. Let us pray at this time. Amen. Father, now we thank you, Lord, for the reading of thy word, and we pray that you bless now the preaching of thy word now, dear God. We pray that you prepare our hearts, Lord, to receive what you have for us tonight. Fill Pastor Barnett with the Spirit of God. Give him liberty, give him power, give him wisdom. Lord, we pray that you speak through him. Help us, Lord, to listen attentively, dear Lord, to all that you have for us tonight, Lord. Our minds be focused on the things of God. And, dear God, we'll thank you for it all. Bless your dear people in a special way. Move, Spirit of God, in a wonderful way that you may get the glory from it all. In Christ's name we pray, amen, amen, amen.
Songs that we sing, worthy of all of the offerings we bring. You are worthy, Father Creator. You are worthy, Savior Sustainer. You are worthy. And Lord, King of all kings and Redeemer.
Bless you. Thank you. The book of Esther. I want you to turn to our text verse in Esther, if you will, in chapter 1. We read a little while ago. Thank you for the singing congregational, and thank God so much for the solo, and thank God for the special music. Isn't it wonderful? And here in the book of Esther, in chapter 1, notice what the Bible says here in verse 7, and they gave them drink in vessels of gold. I want you to underline that, vessels of gold. Tonight, may we never forget this sermon all the days of our life. Vessels of gold. Let's bow our heads in prayer. And my Father, I pray tonight that, oh God, that you make us vessels of gold. Oh, my Father, tonight, we got to have holy vessels to be used for the King. And, oh, God, we praise you and thank you for the Bible. So much in this word tonight to motivate us. Help us, we pray. Forgive us for our sins and cleanse us and purge us. Make us clean vessels, clean gold vessels. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me hear you say, clean gold vessels. Amen. I like that title even better. Clean gold vessels. Not just gold vessels, but clean. Nobody likes to drink out of a dirty, filthy, nasty gold cup. Somebody say amen. We go to the dishwasher looking for something clean. Amen. God bless you, dear sisters. You're looking for the good detergent. Amen. You look for the good stuff. Not the stuff that don't clean the vessel. But you're looking for the good stuff that make it crystal clear. That shine the gold. And there's certain washings that are necessary. Just don't throw these gold cups in the dishwasher. Certain ways you wash them. But you want to make sure them gold vessels are clean. And here they have this feast. And as you can see, it's a big giant feast and a big giant celebration. And verse 5 of the book of Esther, and when these days were expired, the king made a feast. And verse 5, unto all the people that were present in Shushan the palace, both in the great and small, 7 days in the court of the garden of the king's palace, where were white, green, and blue hangings, fastened with cords of fine linen, purple, to silver rings and pillars of marble. Wow, what a sight. The beds were of gold, wow, silver, upon a pavement of red, blue, and white, and black marble. And they gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being divers one from another, and royal wine in abundance according to the state of the king. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and I want to say this, if they got the best for the king at this time, if they got the best for the king in this celebration, if this earthly, sinful king have all this pomp and have all this might and have the best, and not bring the dirty ones to the king and to the king's guests. Let me ask you a question. Don't you believe our Jesus deserves the best? Don't you believe our king deserves the best? Don't you believe that God is still looking for a clean vessels? Somebody say amen. I want you to turn to 2 Timothy here, if you will, in your Bible, in 2 Timothy, in the book of 2 Timothy, in chapter 2 in verse 20. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of what? Gold and of what? Silver. Look at 2 Timothy, not 1 Timothy. Some of you, come on. When you get it, say amen to me. All right, look at it here. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of what? Gold and of what? Silver. But also of what? Wood and of what? Earth. Some to honor and some to what? Dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto what? Honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared for every good work. Are you prepared for the work? Are you prepared to work for the master? The king is calling you. The king is needing you. The king wants clean vessels. The king doesn't want dirty vessels. Let the church say amen. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we want to be vessels of honor, vessels of gold, clean vessels of gold. May we be. Let the church say amen. Look what it says here. It says in verse 21, if a man therefore purge himself from these. From what? From who? From these. Look at here in verse 17 and talking about these troublemakers and bad company and Philetus. Thank God your name's not like that. Thank God my name is not like that. So church, amen. Look what it says here in verse 18. Look what it says here. Who concerning the truth? Look what it says here. Who concerning the truth have what? Urge, saying the what? The resurrection is what? Past what? Already. Do you see it there? And overthrow the faith of some, running their mouths and saying the resurrection is past, and running your mouths and trying to discourage you. Purge yourself from the bad company. Purge yourself from these. Let me tell you something. The Bible says in verse 19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth what? Sure, having on this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from what? Leave it alone. If we're going to be clean vessels of gold, get rid of the iniquity. If we're going to be clean vessels of gold, get rid of the beer. Get rid of the alcohol. Get rid of the dope. If we're going to be clean vessels, get rid of the bad company. Get rid of, somebody say amen. If you want to be a vessel of clean gold, you can't be a homo. If you want to be a clean vessel of gold, you can't be a lesbian. If you want to be a clean vessel of gold, you can't be an adulterer. If you want to be a clean vessel of gold, you can't be a bank robber. If you want to be a clean vessel of gold, you can't be a robber of tithes and offerings. If you want to be a clean vessel of gold, you can't listen to hip-hop music. If you want to be a clean vessel of gold, you can't listen to wicked rap music. If you want to be a clean vessel of gold, you can't be a fornicator. If you want to be a clean vessel of gold, you can't be an adulterer. Let the church say amen. Now sit up. It'll keep you pure. It'll keep you from getting pregnant before you get married. It'll keep you from getting AIDS. It'll keep you from getting gonorrhea. Look at me. It'll keep you clean. Somebody say amen. I'm so glad you're here, but I want you to sit up. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to be clean vessels of gold. God the King deserves the best. Look up here, little children. Little girl, God wants you a vessel of gold. Look up here. He wants you a clean vessel of gold. If you're a liar, you can't be a clean vessel of gold. If you're jealousy, if you're with jealousy, you can't be a clean vessel of gold. If you're full of envy, you can't be a clean vessel of gold. If you hang around the false doctrine crowd, women preachers, and you hang around that too much, you won't be vessels of gold. I don't give a flip how many preachers have women preachers preach. Hey, we need men behind the pulpit. We don't need no sisters behind the pulpit. We have enough sodomites in the land. We got enough ladies trying to make ladies out of men. He's a man. Let him be a man. I said he's a man. Let him be a man. Bless God, let your daddy be a man. Don't you try to make him a whip. Don't you try to, hey, you let him be a man. You let him, somebody say amen. Men ought to lead. Men ought to provide. We'll fall flat on our face, but we'll get back up. We'll get back up. Hey, man. Spiritual man. Let him be a man. Don't try to make a lady out of him. Look up here. It'll keep you clean. I said it'll keep you clean. 1 Corinthians 14 says she ought not be teaching the serpent authority over the man. 1 Timothy chapter 2 says she ought not to be serpent authority of man. 1 Corinthians 14, it says, be silent and not preach and teach. I'm getting to 1 Timothy 2, sometimes I messed up. But 1 Corinthians 14 talks about she ought not to be doing this preaching and the teaching, and she ought to be in silence, not doing the preaching. No, that's not her job. I said, I don't care how many women get up and I don't care how many are packing their stadiums out. The bishop ought to be a husband of one wife. I used to be able to say, how can a woman be a husband? Hard to say that now because the old state's trying to make the ladies husbands. It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Amen. And hey, the state may make them husbands. God doesn't make them husbands. I said the wicked governor may make them husbands. God don't make them husbands. I said the wicked mayor may make them husbands. Look up here. Pay attention. Hey, stay awake. Hey, the wicked city may make them husbands, but I don't care what that woman says. She ain't a husband in God's sight. She's not a husband in God's sight. I said she's not a husband in God's sight. I know what God, let's get the family back. Let's get the family back. I don't care how many people are shacking up. Let's get the family back. Let's get the family back. I don't care how many of those are having sex and not married. Let's get the family back. The wife is the queen of the home. The husband is the king of the home. And bless God, the children are little princes and little prince and the princes and the prince. Let's get the family back. Let's get the family back. I don't care what your teacher says. I don't care what your professor says. I don't care what they run in your mouth. I know one thing. If we're going to be clean vessels of gold, that woman preacher got to get right with God. That's not a clean vessel of gold. And 2 Timothy in chapter 2, in verse 22, if we're going to be clean vessels of gold, in verse 22, I want you to see it says, flee also what? Youthful lust. You know, old people, thank God you're my helper. You older ones, thank God you've been through some things. Would you help these teenage girls? Would you help these teenage boys? This youthful lust. Pornography. This youthful lust. Wicked heathens out there want to attack these kids and they're craving and they're lusting after their wicked music and their wicked concerts and wicked movies. Oh, there's so many things on the internet now, on the phone, they're lusting after this, and you kids are going to have to be strong because you're going to have to run from it. When it got set, you'd be shocked how many are watching lustful rated R movies. You'd be shocked how many are watching rated X movies. You'd be shocked how many are staying up at night watching wicked things, and I'm telling you, it is on the phones, it is on the laptops, it is on the computers, and the lust and the craving of sin, and it brings death, it brings sorrow. Hospitals are filled, jails are filled, prisons are filled, crack cocaine is filled, meth is filled, liquor is filled, cigarettes is filled, dope is filled. I'm talking about it is causing lung cancer. Hey, I know it looks cool to smoke cigarettes, but every smoker in this room would tell you, kids, don't you ever pick up a smoke. Don't you ever puff on the cigarette. Every cigarette smoker in this room don't wish it on you. Every cigarette, I'll tell you what, I know they crave after this, but let me tell you something we ought to tell them. Run from it. Run from it. If you're going to be a clean vessel of gold, I don't care who smokes, you ought not to smoke. I don't care if you, I don't care how much drink their beer, smoke their pot. You got to make up your mind. Run from it, teenager. Run from it, child. And you adults ought to be saying amen. You love these boys and girls, you ought to be saying amen. Amen. Thank you. I appreciate you. That shows me that you love these young people and that you want to help them. You want to help me with them. And I appreciate that. Run. I want you to be clean vessels of gold. Now, verse 21, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Now, my friends, a good example of vessels of gold, turn to Hebrews chapter 11, and some of you have read about these lives and studied these lives in Hebrews chapter 11. These are the hall of faith of clean vessels of gold of people, and they God saved them, God washed them. These were human beings just like you and I. They had imperfections. They had to get right with God. They had sinful things in their life, but they can, by the way, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to cleanse us. Come on, somebody say amen. Confess our sins, He'll clean us. Ask Him to forgive us, somebody help me out. Look at here in 1 John chapter 1 before we go to Hebrews. I got to let you hit on this here first, and then we'll come back to Hebrews. So I want to try to give you some hope. 1 John chapter 1, and some of you, you're not going to be clean vessels of gold talking in church. I say you're not going to be clean vessels of gold running your mouth in church. I said you will not be clean vessels of gold running your mouth in church. 1 John, chapter 1, And if you're not going to stop running your mouth, don't sit by the person you're sitting with. And if you're not going to shut them up, don't sit them by you. Move your seat. Move your seat. And some of you ought to be higher examples by now. The pastor have to stop his preaching. I want you to pray for good listeners. I want you to pray for good listeners. This morning I was holding myself back. I held myself back. I held myself back. But you wouldn't be, it'll shock you, the people that were talking. And some of you don't understand that you make me look all rough and mean like old stick and grouch. And I love people. And I got to get on you. And then the visitors come and say, he's an old grouch. He's a Scrooge. He don't know I'll die for you. The devil's trying to steal God's word from you. They don't see my tears. They don't see my visits late at night at the hospital bed. They don't see me bringing marriages back together. They don't see me preventing and stopping homos. You become a homo lesbians and prisons and jails being full. They don't see the wonderful marriage and wonderful homes and the blessings that God has used me. All they see me, look at me, have to shout and say, stop talking. They don't understand that. They never heard a preacher say that. There's never been a preacher alive they ever seen. Since they've been alive, they've never seen a preacher say, quiet, please. Don't talk. The preacher don't love them enough. But if you wouldn't talk, I wouldn't have to. If you wouldn't be texting on your phone, I wouldn't have to stop. Come on. I'm trying to get you to be vessels of gold. And we got to hurry. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 8 and verse 9. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is what? The truth is not in us. We say, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and what? And just to what? To forgive us our sins and to what? And to cleanse us from what? Oh, this is so wonderful. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a what? A liar, and the word is not in us. This is so wonderful. Look what it says, friends. It says in verse 8, we say that we have no sin. We deceive ourselves, the truth is not in us. We confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Now underline this. And to cleanse us in a great house, in the king's house. We must keep the cups clean. We must keep the cleanse. There's no greater cleansing power than the blood of Jesus Christ. There's nothing that can, what can make me whole? What can wash away my sin? Nothing, nothing like the blood of Jesus. Will somebody shout? And will somebody praise God for the blood? Will somebody praise God for the blood? Nails in his hands cleanses us. The nails in his feet cleanses us. Isn't it wonderful there's a God that forgives? Isn't it wonderful that God will, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us and to make us clean vessels of gold? Isn't it wonderful? Praise God. God will cleanse you. Praise God. God will forgive you. Praise God. He'll make us vessels, clean vessels of gold. Now turn to Hebrews, if you will, in chapter 11. I want you to go to Hebrews, if you will, and I want you to go to Hebrews in chapter 11. Here, Hebrews chapter 11. These were vessels of gold used by God. Abel was a vessel of gold in verse 4. God cleansed him. How did he become clean, a vessel of gold? Well, Abel killed the animal that was a picture of Jesus, and the blood was shed. Cain was dirty and filthy. God wasn't able to use Cain, but God used Abel because Abel confessed his sin. Abel said, I'm a sinner. Abel said, I trust. Hey, Abel believed in Jesus before he went to the cross. He believed the blood before he shed his blood on the cross. We look back and are saved by the blood that he shed on the cross. But Abel's cleansed and we are cleansed. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't it wonderful you're a child of God? You're going to heaven? Isn't it wonderful that God wants to use you? Listen to me. If God's going to use us, we got to confess our sins. Confess it if you watched a nasty movie. Confess it if you lied or stole. Confess it if you fornicate. He knows about it. Confess it every time you smoke that cigarette. Confess it every time you drink that liquor. Confess it every time you're mean and may hit and slap and beat somebody. I don't care if you stole, whatever it is, even if you murdered, confess your sin. Confess your sin. Let the church say amen. He's able to clean you. I don't care what sin you've done. He's able to wash you. I don't care where you've been. He's able to make you clean. I said he's able to forgive you. He'll forgive your past. Somebody say amen. Fire is the deepest sea from the east to the west. Hey, young lady, he's cleansed you. Hey, young man, he's cleansed you. You confess your sin. You're a clean vessel of God. Have you confessed your sin? Have you forsaken your sin? Confess it. Have you watched a dirty movie on your telephone? Confess it. Have you watched a pornography? Confess it. Have you read that you should not have read? Confess it. Have you gone where you should not have gone? Confess it. Somebody say amen. Amen. Clean vessels of gold, God wants you to be. God wants you to be clean vessels of gold. Were vessels, clean vessel of gold. Enoch, verse 5, was a clean vessel of gold. Noah was a clean vessel. Now let me tell you something about Noah. Noah got drunk. Noah messed up and he blew it. Got drunk. And his kids, he got all naked in front of them. Thank God for the one that would not look at his naked daddy. But the other one looked at him and did something to him. He was cursed. Liquor always brings a mess. But thank God Noah got back up. Thank God Noah asked God to forgive him. Thank God Noah confessed his sin. Thank God for people that may blow it, but praise be to God. Hey, I want your name to be booked in the book that God has one day. I want your name. If Noah's name is there, he got drunk. He confessed his sin. He asked God to forgive him. He asked God to cleanse him. God used Noah. Well, God will use you. We need you. We need you. We need you. Have you committed your wicked oral sex with that boyfriend? Have you committed oral sex with that girlfriend? By the way, it's fornication. I don't give a flip what Clinton says. It's not sex. I don't care what the stinking devil's crowd says. It's fornication. Let the church say amen. I said it's fornication. I said it's fornication. Confess it. Ask God to forgive you. I said it makes you nasty. I said it makes you unclean. Bless God, the bed is for husband and wife. It's not for boyfriend and girlfriend. It's not for two homos and two lesbians. Hey, I don't give a flip how many of these lesbians are getting the planted, getting the baby planted in that room. I don't care how many babies. Hey, did you hear about the lady that put a seed inside the stomach of her lover? Did you read about that? Did you see that on the news? And the baby came. And I guess one of them got millions of dollars and they're fighting over the baby. They done broke up the lesbians. Well, who gets the baby? The lovers. Oh, sin to distort your mind. I don't know who that lady is, but that lady can get saved. That lady can get cleansed. That lady can ask God to forgive her. That lady can be used of God. Come on, somebody say amen. By the way, just because a woman cannot be a pastor and cannot be a preacher doesn't make men better than them. We're not better. We're not better. We're not better. We're not better than a woman. We're not better than a lady. We're not better. She's not inferior. This God has his order of men. God knew what he was doing. It sure stops divorces. Sure helps us to have the baby the right way. If somebody try to put something in your stomach, lady, they ain't got to come from the seed of the man. Amen. Romance in the marriage. Amen. Nothing nasty about the bed unless you're not married and having sex. Get your license. Ask God to forgive you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am telling you there is a God in heaven. Do you understand there is a God in heaven that will cleanse you no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been? Do you know that God will use you if you let him? May God use us like he did Noah. If God, that gives me hope. When I think about God using Noah, putting Noah here. Some of you know what the devil does. He says, you done sinned. You done nasty. You done did all these wicked things. God can't use you. Tell the devil in the name of Jesus, go back to hell where you're going. Go where you're going to go. But I'm going to serve God. Hey, don't let the devil haunt you of your past. If you were a homo, God forgave you. You confessed it. You forsook it. You no homo no more. You no lesbian anymore. Come on, somebody say amen. God be the praise. Hey, come on, somebody say amen. Hey, you, it might be, I don't know what you've been, but I'm telling you, there is a God in heaven, friend. We need to give hope to the world. There's child molesters out there. There's pedophiles out there. There's rapists out there. There's pimps out there. There's prostitutes. Hey, Jesus came and died for sinners. Tell them in jail. God wants to use them. Tell them in prison. God wants to use them. Tell that daddy. Tell that mama. God wants to use them. Give hope to those bus kids. You may cuss. You may swear. You may did a heathen thing. But God, if God used Noah, he'll make you a clean vessel of gold. God made Abraham a clean vessel of gold. Now, Abraham had a problem with lying like some of you do tonight. There's some people that lie, lie, lie. Hello? Abraham was a liar. Abraham was a liar. He was a liar. You understand that? But God forgave him. He confessed his sin. Look up here at me. Look up here at me. Some people lie. Abraham lied, but he confessed. You know what confession is? God, you know about it. I'm not hiding it. I'm not justifying it. I'm not trying to make excuses. But Lord, I've lied. And you know the truth. They may not know, but you know. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop lying with your help. That's what the altar's for. That's what the altar's for. Wake up. Wake her up. We want you awake. The devil's trying to put you to sleep. Don't let the devil put you to sleep. Listen, God will cleanse you. God will use you. If he used Abraham that was scared and he didn't have faith and he was scared somebody was going to kill him because his wife was beautiful. And by the way, he had to confess, I wasn't a man. No decent man would let some wicked king have his wife to do what he wants with her. Now thank God, God stopped that wicked king. And the Bible says he shut the wombs up and it was a curse in the home. And the wicked heathen said to Abraham, why in the world did you tell me that she was your wife? What if God did something to shake that man? God stopped him. But Abraham wimped out. But he became a man. I guarantee you when he got right, well, God said, try to take my wife. Should I do that? Try it. Try it. But yet, he got right with God and stopped his lying. And there's folks that lie and they lie to get money. They lie so that they can have more money and they lie for this. They lie. They lie to get food stamps. They lie. Lie on their taxes. Known lies. Lie, Ananias, Sapphira lied. Thank God God don't strike dead everyone that robs him and ties him and say hold back. And Ananias, Sapphira lied and said they gave certain money and lied about the money, lied about the giving in the church, lied to the preacher, lied to the Holy Ghost. Now look at me, look at me. You think what you want to, look at me, look at me. Acts chapter 5, all the Ananias, Sapphira had to do is says, you're right. I robbed God. Look at me. Haley, wake up. Devil's trying to put you to sleep. Devil's trying to put you to sleep. Hey, Haley. In Acts chapter 5, guess what? I believe if they would have confessed their sin and said, Peter, you're right. God, you're right. I lied. I didn't want to give the money to the church. I wanted to spend it all myself. I'm sorry. Hey, I believe that God wouldn't have struck them dead. Achan. Oh, the Bible says they stoned his family and they stoned him and Achan took from God and robbed God and is a deceitful. Achan, hear, confess up. Achan should have said, I'm sorry. Achan should have said, I never done it. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. Wash me with the Messiah. I know I'm a sinner. I believe God would have cleansed them. But Achan would not confess up. Look at this, Daddy. Listen to me, Daddy. Listen to me, Daddy. Because of his sin, his wife followed, got stoned. Because of his sin, his kids followed and got stoned. I don't wish that on any family. And God set them on fire. And God judged them. And God put it in the Bible. It It's there in the Bible. Whether you agree with it or not, you are man. He is God. We need to shut our mouths. God will do anything he wants to do. He is God and you're not God. He made a hell. He made a heaven. Jesus died on that cross with nails in his hands and nails in his feet, and the fire judgment was upon him. He went to hell for us, rose from the dead for us. All our sin was placed upon him, and he died as our sacrificial lamb. So get off God's back. God will do anything he wants to do. Hey, listen to me. But I believe, hey, are you listening to me? I believe if Achan would have said, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I want to be washed by the blood. I believe God would have made Achan a clean vessel. Tonight, I want you to look at Hebrews chapter 11. I want you to look at these clean vessels of gold. I want you to see here in your Bible. I want you to see here. Sarah is mentioned in verse 11. Sarah? Sarah became a clean vessel of gold? Yes. Sarah, when the angels came in the book of Genesis, are you listening to me? Laughed when she was told her husband, being an old man. Can you imagine a 100-year-old man having a baby? And Noah, she started laughing just like you and I would do. But guess what? The angel said, God knew it. You laughed. No, she said, no, I didn't. She lied to God. She got scared. Just like we all do from time to time, we've lied. Everyone in this room have lied, even the preacher. Everyone has lied sometime in your life. Everyone has lied. But we confess. And that's what she did. And by the way, she did have a baby. And God did work a miracle. It's hard having a baby on 99, isn't it? But it's not too hard for God. Somebody say amen. God to get the last laugh. She became a clean vessel of gold. These are vessels of gold. And you can read on and on. These were Jacob. I got mad when I started reading about Jacob in verse 20. Well, Isaac too. Isaac and Jacob. I got mad at Isaac too. Because Isaac did the same thing. He wimped out. I cannot imagine these men saying, take my wife. Because I'm trying to save my life. I believe these men in this room will die. Will die. Before some wicked person would come and take their wife. And rape that wife. Yet Isaac was a wimp. And once again, the king says, what in the world is wrong with you? Why didn't you tell me? Do you know the men could have done something to her? But God stopped these wicked men. He stopped them. And God plagued and put a curse upon these people. Where they said, go, we'll give you money. Get out of here. Amen. But he confessed the sin. He confessed the sin. And he's in a great hero of faith. Because he became a clean vessel of gold. That kid that's causing so much trouble can become a clean vessel of gold. Those kids that cause so much problems in school, and they can become clean vessels of gold. Clean vessels of gold. The little girl, now little children having children. I thank God for Grace Bible Baptist Church. We're going to help these little children. Children are having children now. I see them, I watched them this morning, little 11-year-olds flirting at each other. Little 12-year-olds flirting at each other. I dream of them becoming kings. I dream. Hey, listen to me. I dream of them becoming queens. Hey, I dream of them becoming kings. Look up here. I dream of them becoming queens. These little children. And I look at them, and I had to tell them, I said, boys, don't touch the girls. And she's running after him, touching him. I said, you don't want to do that. Sister Barnett, seeing him, she said, you don't want to do that. You see, you're going to make a boy think things. And they left. They said, yeah, you're right. These boys are going to be thinking things. Thinking things. Thinking things that will create you to do things that bring babies. And they will. Wake her up. That's why the devil loves it when she's asleep. Brother Johnson didn't go way back and get you so you can sleep and make that pure your pillow. We're trying to get you a godly husband one day, trying to get you a godly Christian home one day, that you ain't got to be slapped and beat up like some of these girls get all stick and slapped and beat. Look at me! Find you a man that loves Jesus and loves God, that will provide for you, take care. Look at me! Look, God, in God's name, look at me! Hey, we didn't bring you here so you can sleep. Yeah, we didn't bring you here so you can sleep. We didn't bring you here so you can make that. We want to bring, look, we want to bring, hey, we want. We want you to become a queen for God. Don't want you to get hurt. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. If that don't wake you up, I don't know what will. Amen. If that don't wake hey, if that don't wake you up, you fall asleep. Hey, you fall asleep on that. Go wreck your life if you want to wreck it. I'm trying to make you a clean vessel of gold. God wants to use you. Trying to give you hope. Show you a little breast and have breasts and let the world lust after you. And that boy, well, I tell you, he'll hurt you. I'm telling you, you'll be a piece of meat to a boy. Flirt your flesh at him. Show him your thighs. You show him your body. That devil will ruin you. He'll wreck you. He'll ruin you. Amen. That's what the devil will do. He'll wreck you. He'll ruin you. You save your body for your husband. You save your body for your wife. Somebody say amen. Tonight, we're talking about vessels of gold. Clean vessels of gold. God, make me a clean vessel of gold. That's what we're talking about. These were used in a great way in Hebrews chapter 11. These, and Moses is mentioned here. Moses is mentioned here in verse 23. Look at verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw that he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the sons of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer what? Affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the what? To enjoy the pleasures of sin for a while, for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. He endured, underline that, he endured. Look, let me hear you say endured. Endure it. Your financial problems, God is going to bless you like he did Moses. You stay and be a faithful, a clean vessel of gold. Endure. Your body may ache with sickness, but you just keep on enduring like Moses and be a vessel of gold. And he's invisible. He's invisible now. He's invisible. We're not invisible. I can shake your hand. I can hug you. I can shake your hand. You're not invisible. I thank God I can see you. I talk to you. You're not invisible. Him that is in my prayer closet, that's invisible, I'll see him face to face one day like I see you. Him! I want to see him who raised the dead, who healed the blind, who healed the sick, who walked on water. Him who made all the creation. His name is Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. One day we'll be able to see him face to face. But until then, I must endure. You're going through hardship. You're going through pain. Endure. God's going to bless you. Hang in there. Don't quit. Endure, young people. They may laugh at you. You may not be able to do the wicked things that they do, but you endure. You just keep on going on. Moses was a murderer. He killed an Egyptian, but he became a clean vessel of gold. It won't be long, Ryan will be out of prison. He's been writing us. And I want you to pray for Ryan. God's been doing a work in Ryan's heart. I want you, we'll pray for him too. But we need to pray for Ryan. Ryan has written letters. And Ryan has talked about how he's reading the Bible now. Ryan is talking about how he wants to get in church and serve God. And Ryan says, listen to the preacher. Ryan says, listen to me. He said, please tell him. And listen, he's learned his lesson. I believe in Ryan. I believe God can help him. And you pray, he's looking for his son. He's looking for his daughter. I want you to pray that we may be able to find his son and his daughter and give him these letters. Beautiful letters, wonderful letters, letters of saying, I want to be a dad, a spiritual dad. Letters that are saying that I want to do better. And I realize I'm wrong, and I wish I had to live, could go back and do it over again, but I can't. But when I get out, I want to make it right. I believe Ryan has learned his lesson in prison. And I want you, listen to me, when Ryan gets out in prison, I want you to encourage him and say, Ryan, if God used Moses, he was a murderer, you didn't kill anybody. God will use you, Ryan. God will use you. He'll give you a godly wife. He'll give you a home one day. He's a God that forgives. I wish this church would say amen. I wish you would give hope to these young girls that have these babies out of wedlock. I wish you'd give hope to these young men that have these babies out of wedlock and paying child support. I wish you'd give hope to those that have been divorced. I wish you'd give hope of those that were lesbians and homos and tell them God can change them. They think there's no hope. They think they got to go to hell. But you tell them God loves them. He hates their sin. And God wants to make them a preacher. And God wants to make them a deacon. And God, somebody say amen. I want us to be a church that make dirty vessels clean. I do not promote sin, but I know Jesus came to die to pay the price for our sin. And I know that Jesus Christ came, and because of him we have everlasting life. And I believe because of Jesus Christ came, after we're saved, he makes us clean when we confess our sin. John 15, you don't have to turn to it. Young people, do you know when you read the Bible, it cleans your mind? Do you know it cleans your mind? It cleans your heart? There's power in that Bible that it says is health to your flesh. It's health to your flesh. Now, it's been by the grace and mercy of God that over 30 years now, can you imagine that? Over 30 years, it's hard to believe. I never had to miss a church service because I was too sick. I've been sick before. But I believe it's because I read this Bible. I strive to read this Bible every day of my life. This Bible will clean you. Read it when you don't feel like it. Read it when you're tired. Read it when it's bored. Read it. Beg God to help you to read it. Genesis to Revelation over and over again. The Holy Spirit's inside of you. Will cleanse you. God, as we confess, the Spirit of God would work in our hearts and clean us up. Everybody in this room did things we wish we didn't do. Everybody in this room has gone places you wish you'd never gone. Oh, we look at Brother Burley, my assistant pastor, and Sister Patrice, and don't ever forget, they'll tell you there's things that God has cleansed them from, washed them, took the dirt out, took the filth out, and made them clean vessels of gold. Sister Barnett would tell you there's things that she wished she'd never done. I wish there's things I wish I would have never have done. I wish there was things I wish I never had said. God, by his grace and mercy, has made us clean vessels of gold. Haley, wake up. I'm trying to wake you up, Haley. You want to know why? Because the devil's been really working on you. Haley, God wants you a clean vessel of gold. The devil don't want you to hear this tonight. Next time a boy tries to touch you, you let him know. You're saving that for marriage because you want to be a clean vessel of gold. These boys need to learn to respect the body of a girl. And these girls need to respect the body of a boy. And they need to realize that God wants to make them clean vessels of gold. If people would understand what I'm preaching about tonight, it'll help us all to flee and run. Tonight, I'm begging you to be like these. They did great things for God. They did wonderful. God was able to use them. Some were tortured. Some suffered so much. And I'm going to close because some of you can't. You just can't handle it. You can't handle it tonight. I'm going to close. You can't handle it. But I hope I gave you enough that you would leave here and say, my Jesus is a great king. And I don't like drinking out of a dirty, nasty cup. And I shouldn't be a dirty, nasty cup to my king. Because my king has a kingdom and has given me a mansion, streets of gold, mansions bright. We're going to a place where there's no sorrow, no pain, no suffering. We're going to live forever. Ain't going to be any hospitals. Ain't going to be any sin. We're going to be with loved ones. It's a place called heaven. And Jesus has prepared that for us, our king. And our king, he is a king. And they mocked him. And they ridiculed him. But he is king. He overcame death. He overcame hell and grave. And he lives. And he's coming back. And he has a kingdom. And he's Christ. And listen, I wouldn't have what I have if it wasn't for my king. I wouldn't have my wife if it wasn't for my king. I wouldn't have my kids if it wasn't for my king. I wouldn't be pastoring a church if it wasn't for my king. If it wasn't for my king. Hey, I am what I am because of my king. And I want God to use me. We need clean vessels of gold on the bus route. We need clean vessels of gold while we're going soul winning. We need clean vessels of gold, Sunday school teachers. We need clean vessels of gold. Clean vessels of gold as deacons. Clean vessels of gold as ushers. Clean vessels of gold as soundmen. Clean vessels of gold in the choir. Clean vessels of gold as a solo. Clean vessels of gold on that piano. Clean vessels of gold that had to carry the golden plates of the offering. We got enough of hypocrites in our land. We got enough of filthy people. We got enough drunks playing the piano. We got enough drunks in the choir. We got enough homos in the pulpit. We got enough people playing around. We don't need no dirty, nasty vessels. We're not going to bring in the rap, hip-hop music of this world. We have heavenly music. We're not going to bring in the look of the world of the devil. God's people will be clean vessels of God. That's why we dress different. That's why we talk different. That's why we act different. And that's the reason why we do what we do. You kids, you get that. It'll help your life. Vessels of gold. Amen? Vessels of gold. Help us to be vessels of gold. Amen. Help us to be vessels of gold. Vessels of gold. Make me vessels of gold. When we confess our sin and we forsake our sin and we run to the Bible and let the blood of Christ cleanse us, God can do it. Don't give a hope. I don't care who they are. God can use them in a great way. But you got to pray, and I got to pray, that just like you and I have got to confess our sin, just like you and I have got to love our King, just like you and I have got the purpose in our heart, they will never be cleansed. They will never be used until they realize who he is. And the way you're going to understand who he is, look at me. You got to get in the book. I've graduated from Christian schools. Wood, hay, and stubble. Sad. Dirty vessels. They graduate from Bible college. Dirty vessels. Filthy vessels. Ain't even being used of God today. Preachers that have preached about the king are in prison tonight. Adultery. Wickedness. Had a chance to get right with God. I put on the shelf. Bus workers that used to work on the bus. Sunday school teachers. Sunday school teachers. How can it be a godly Christian Sunday school teacher become a vessel of wood and dishonor? How can it be? Was once a gold cup for the king. One of the greatest messages you ever read. Maybe you get a hands upon it. You can get on the internet. Look it up. Duty. Duty. Pastor Jack Hiles, our great warrior that's in heaven, preached on duty. Talk about these clean vessels of gold, sharp young man, sharp young lady, beautiful young lady, handsome young man, a prince, a princess. I'm walking in the church. My, oh, my, they became Sunday school teachers, soul winners. Well, they start getting just like you and I can get big-headed and get out of the Bible. And came to Pastor Jack Hiles and said, well, I'm resigning my class. So this is it. Put the stuff on the table, the keys, whatever, walked out. He begged them not to do it. But it's amazing. Before that, they started missing Sunday night. And they started missing Wednesday and skipping, stop serving. That's the way it goes, doesn't it? Make a long story short, that beautiful young lady, he took a shotgun, caught her in the car, sleeping with another, and started spraying the bullets. And he wrote, got a letter from the penitentiary, and the penitentiary, and from the prison cell, dear Pastor Jack Hiles, he looked at the address. And the man said, it all started when I quit my Sunday school class. Instead of becoming a vessel of clean gold, a vessel of filth, a vessel of a murderer, a vessel of a Sunday school teacher quitter. See, God often takes a nobody, and God makes him somebody. Amen. And he's going to do it. He's going to give you a husband, a wife, a home, a car. You're going to make a piece of money. A piece of money. You're going to make a good sized piece of money. But then you're going to get too good if you're not careful. Hello? And forget where you came from. And become a vessel of dishonor. No, 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 no. Our King deserves the best. I want to end right, don't you? Let God make you a vessel of gold. Clean vessel of gold. Vessel of honor. Not of dishonor. The King wants to use you. I think that's wonderful. This morning, we had so many visitors, and I thank God for them. But we worked. We worked. I want God to use me. Some of you used this morning. Drive a bus. Sing in the choir, sing a solo, play the piano, sing. Some of you cleaned the building, some of you. Isn't that right? Some of you rode a van and fed the rescue mission. Usher, work a sound room. Some work a nursery. Everybody ought to be used of God. Isn't that right, friends? Isn't that right? Won't you let God use you? God can use you greatly. I want to be used of the Lord, don't you? Don't you want God to use you? May we beg God to raise up people that want to be used of the Lord. Clean vessels of gold. Clean vessels of gold. Isn't that right, my friends? Let's beg God to do it. Beg God with me. Lord's doing it, but we'll do more for the Lord. Okay? Tithe and give. Clean vessel. Make me clean vessel. I want to be clean. I want to be pure. Let's bow our heads in prayer, Fubu. Let's bow our heads in prayer, Fubu. Clean vessels of gold. If a pastor would cheat on his wife, commit adultery, if a pastor would mess his life up, what would the sheep do? What would the sheep do if Peter would cuss and say, I don't know the man? What would God's people do if the King David would commit adultery, have a good man killed? Brother Burley, what would these little precious little lambs do?